The Gemara Masechta Zvachim Daf Chaf Beis on the Beis, quoting the Mishnah, says the Mishnah teaches us that an oral, somebody who didn't have a bris mila, is mechalal davoida. Ask the Gemara Manolon, how do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara Amar Rav Chizkiya Davar Zemitaris Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Lamadnu. This is not something that's explicit in the Chumash. However, we find it in a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk says, "Kol ben necher aral leiv v'aral basar leyova amigdashi lishoseni." So the Torah is teaching us that oral is pasul tavoida, umenolan de machli avoida. How do we know that if they did the avoida, the avoida is possible? The ksiv baviachem bnei nech areli leiv areli bos lis migdoshi lachal espesi. So the Gemara continues, Tan Rabbanan, back to this pasuk, ben necher, yochol ben necher mamish. Maybe I would think that the pasuk is referring to an akum. Tamaloymer areliv. Im kain. Areliv means a rosha. In came Mat Tamaloin ben Nechor, Shemesnach Mas of Lovim Shemayim. Somebody who doesn't act like Hashem wants him to. Eli El Aral Leiv. So I would only know that this din is by an Aral Leiv. Aral Bosser, a Kohen who didn't have somebody who's a Rosha, but somebody who's a Tzaddik, Menayin, but he has an Orla, that he didn't have a Bris. How do we know that he too is possible? Tamalim of Aral Basar, says the Mavet Tzrichi, and we need a pasuk both for an Aral Leiv and for an Aral Basar. Dikas Rachman Aral Basar, if the Torah would have only spoken about somebody who has no Mila, such an individual is possible, Bishum the Mos. It's Mos that a person who doesn't have a Bris Mila should do the Avoida. Abba Aral Leiv, the Loi Mos, he's not physically Mos, Emeloi. Maybe I would think that he is not disqualified. Such a kohen is not disqualified. V'yashmin aral leiv shemdein libel shemayim. He doesn't think of Hashem properly. Aval oral boser libel shemayim. When we speak about an oral boser who does have the proper kavona, emeloi, maybe he should not become disqualified. Tzrichi. That's why we need to have psukim both for an aral leiv and for aral boser. So there's a very fundamental machloikis, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, who is considered the Oralev? Rashi says that the Oralev is somebody shumeso echov machos milo, that the situation where there's a history of hemophiliacs in the family, the brother died because of the milo, and Rashi is telling us that still such an individual is possible for the avoider. And what's the raya? Rash, the Gemara we just quoted said that what's the difference between the aral leiv and the aral basar? The Gemara says that somebody who's an aral leiv is ein libel l'shamayim, whereas the possible who's an aral basar is libel l'shamayim. So if we're going to say that the person that the oral that we're referring to here is somebody who didn't have a bris because of this disease, so then before we could understand why the Gemara calls him Liber L'Shamayim. He does have the proper kavona. He is a good Jew. He never can have a Mila. And that's why we need a pasuk to teach us that still he may not do the Avoida. But if the pasuk, if it's such an individual, is kosher for the Avoida. Who is the oral that's being referred to? Is a person who is an oral boss because he didn't want to have a bris. So he's an individual that's ein liber l'shamayim. So why is the Gemara saying that I need a special pasuk for an oral bosser? Because he's liber l'shamayim. Somebody who deliberately doesn't have a bris is ein liber l'shamayim. And we wouldn't need a second pasuk. Rabbeinu Tam, however, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam holds the Adam, somebody who meisu echov machmas mila, such an individual is potter, is not considered an oral. Who is the person that's being referred to here? It's because it can't be referring, given the raya that we just gave to Rashi's approach, that somebody who deliberately didn't make a bris. Because if it's an individual who deliberately did not make a bris, so he's ein libay l'shamayim. And if he's ein libay l'shamayim, then I don't need another pasuk. So therefore, Tosfos refers to such as, to the situation of a person who didn't make a bris, not because he's not libay l'shamayim, but rather he didn't have a bris because he's scared to have a bris. So he is an oral bosser. He didn't have a bris. He doesn't have an excuse that he's Esau Echav Machum Smila. And therefore, such an individual, Paskin's Tysis, is the person who's an oral. But somebody who's Esau Echav Machum Smila, the halacha would be that he is indeed kosher to do the avodah. Many achronim, Rebbe Chanan in the Kibbutz Oris, explain that what is the basis of the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos. So they say, Rashi and Rebbe Tam, they say a beautiful pshat. They say the machloikis is based on when oynes rachmona patri, when somebody's potter from doing a mitzvah because he's an oynes, how does the halacha look at such an individual? Is pshat that he's potter? He's entirely potter. And therefore, he says, Rabbeinu Tam, this is an individual who's not obligated to have a bris. And since he's an individual who's not obligated to have a bris, we can't have a complaint why he didn't have a bris, and he certainly can't considered an oral. Whereas Rashi says, yes, onus rachmona patri. We won't tell this person to have a bris. That doesn't mean that he's potter from the mitzvah. He's certainly not potter from the mitzvah. And since he's certainly not potter from the mitzvah, he's still considered an oral. The Trumas Hadeshin asks an interesting question. He says, we know that the Smag says that the reason we don't put on tefillin on Shabbos, because a person has to have in himself constantly two simonim. So the two simonim we have all week long are the milah and tefillin. But on Shabbos, which Shabbos itself is an ois, as like we say, oisi beini beinechem, Shabbos is an ois, therefore we don't have to wear tefillin because Shabbos takes the place of the tefillin of being the second ois. As the Trumas Hadeshin, if so, somebody who didn't have a bris, legitimately, he didn't have a bris, like we're learning, because he's an oral, why on Shabbos shouldn't he have to wear tefillin? Why on Shabbos shouldn't he have to wear tefillin? He only has one ois on Shabbos, the ois of Shabbos, but he doesn't have the ois of bris milah. So, one pshat says that we can't paskin halacha based on divrei Haggadah. For example, the Gemara Masechta Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, says that the reason the Torah says that the bris milah should be b'yoyim hashmini, says the Gemara Kadesh Shloi Hakol Smechem V'ovav V'imay Atzevim. Because we know the Torah teaches us in the beginning of Parshas Tazria that if a woman has a boy, for the first 7 days after the boy is born, the parents, no matter what, cannot have relations. So, as the Trumas Hadeshin, the Gemara Masechta Nida, Mitzvashem, we're going to learn, speaks about a situation who somebody who had a child, Mitoich Ziva. Such a woman, after she has a child, cannot have relations with her husband for at least 2 weeks. So, will the halacha be that such a child's bris be pushed off for 2 weeks? Of course not. We see from here that even when the Gemara gives a pshat pi agada, it doesn't change the halacha. The Ratvaz gives a different explanation. He says that, yes, this individual who we're speaking about maybe didn't have a bris milah, but that doesn't mean that he isn't part of Klal Yisrael. And since the rest of Klal Yisrael have a bris, the fact that this individual didn't have a bris doesn't take him out of Klal Yisrael. And if it doesn't take him out of Klal Yisrael, he can rely on the bris that the rest of us in Klal Yisrael have to be his second ois on Shabbos, and he wouldn't have to wear tefillin, even though he didn't have a bris, Mila himself, on Shabbos.